coming up on episode number 744. It's an all-request show, and you know what that means. We're going to have trivia and Tina coming up later in the program, but before that, you're going to hear stuff by Gillian Welch, as a matter of fact, a cover of and by Gillian Welch, as well as a Left Banke cover, a Jimmy Eat World cover, and even some Zeppelin for all you metalheads out there. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, February 8th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another episode of the All Request Show here on Coverville. You know, and I say metalheads in the kindest, nicest way possible. I love Led Zeppelin myself, so if my head weren't bald, it would be metal as well. Let's go ahead and get right into the music. This is a cover going out to Hannah Williams. She requested this brand new track. Came out at the end of last year. It's an iTunes session featuring Vampire Weekend and a cover that they did of The Honeycombs and their song called Have I the Right. Going out to Hannah, here's Vampire Weekend.
From Boston. I was wondering if you could play Rodrigo y Gabriela's cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
request by an anonymous call-in. That is Rodrigo y Gabriela's Stairway to Heaven. Now, if it does sound different from the regular version you're used to, it is. This was included on a Rhythms del Mundo CD that came out in 2009 called Classics, where several different artists got together with Rhythms del Mundo and performed some of their cover songs or performed some originals and had the added world music beat and sound to it, which is the trademark of Rhythms del Mundo, which just sounds fantastic. And it's funny how well it lends itself to this one as well. If you want to hear the original version, by the way, or the original Rodrigo y Gabriela cover of Stairway to Heaven, you can find that one on episode 509 of Coverville. I thought this one would be a nice one to play instead, though, just because a lot of people are already familiar with the regular version. Before that, Have I the Right by Vampire Weekend. That comes from a 2010 iTunes session. Now, the original version is by a group called The Honeycombs, kind of a one-hit wonder, and Have I the Right was their only hit, but a great version there by Vampire Weekend. If you're not familiar with the original, they really do put it in their own style, and of course, if you're familiar with Vampire Weekend, that should be absolutely no surprise hearing that tune. That one, by the way, again, going out to Hannah Williams. Thank you, Hannah, for your request. Let's talk about the sponsor for Coverville. Tonight's sponsor is Audio Engine USA. Check them out at audioengineusa.com. I've talked about the speakers and the wireless products. Let's talk about the desktop speakers. So you've got the big bookshelf speakers, the AW5s. Let's talk about the AW2s. Now, these are premium-powered desktop speakers, the new standard for multimedia sound, and it really closes the gap between your computer speakers and home audio. You know, usually there's that big disconnect between your stereo system and how lush and great it sounds compared to the stuff you listen to on your computer. And maybe you play video games, maybe you listen to music. Of course, you listen to podcasts, right? I know that. How great would they sound on a pair of Audio Engine 2 premium powered desktop speakers? It's the perfect upgrade for your computer, your iPod, and all your music. Go to audioengineusa.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy online. You'll receive 10% off your order, free shipping, no tax, and all the cables you need, everything you need right there in the box. That's audioengineusa.com. Jacob Holler emailed me and suggested, after hearing the 8 Degrees of Separation show that I played, you know, where it was like a cover chain where one song leads right into the next, he suggested a pair of songs having to do with Gillian Welch. First, a cover of Gillian Welch, followed by a cover by Gillian Welch. Let's start things off with the cover of Gillian Welch. This is the Holmes Brothers from their 2004 album Simple Truth. By the way, if you've not heard the Holmes Brothers, they are fantastic, and they do such great stuff. Great blues versions of songs you know and songs that might be new to you. Holmes Brothers, Simple Truths. Here is their cover of Gillian Welch's Everything Is Free. Free now.
thing I've ever done. Gonna give it away. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out that we're gonna do it anyway.
Tune of John's that I've loved for years. It's pretty sad. There's probably a fair number of people that quit their jobs because of this song. This is In Tall Buildings.
Thank you.
wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. And it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway. I mustn't be late. Going to work in tall
Brian, this is Jim in Sherman Oaks, California. The mini cover story for The Left Bank reminded me of the Four Tops cover of Walk Away Renee, which I don't think you've ever played on the show. It's a very soulful cover, with the voice of Levi Stubbs in full effect, and supposedly it's notable for being one of the first times an African-American artist covered a white artist, and not the other way around. It was almost as big a hit as The Left Bank's original, but oldies radio stations never play it, so I would like to hear Walk Away Renee by the Four Tops on Coverville. Keep up the good work, and I may talk to you again soon.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day.
Four Tops with their cover of Walk Away Renee, again, originally done by Left Bank. And if you heard the one of the most recent shows, It did contain a mini cover story for Left Bank, in which you heard a different version of that track. Walk Away Renee by the Four Tops, you'll find that on basically any one of their greatest hits. I pulled that from their 2008 Definitive Collection album, and that's a good one to pick up. If you want to have a big collection of Four Tops right away, that's a great one to pick up. That one going out to Jim and Sherman Oaks, who requested that. Before that, a double set of Gillian Welch-related covers. Gillian Welch doing In Tall Buildings from the 2001 CD, A Tribute to John Hartford. And then before that, the Holmes Brothers from their album Simple Truths from 2004 with a cover of Gillian's Everything is Free. All right, let's get to the last set of music here, and we're going to start things off with a cover of a Jackie DeShannon classic. You know, right around the time of the Four Tops' popularity of Walk Away Renee was an original by Jackie DeShannon called Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And of course, if you are a fan of Ghostbusters 2, you probably heard that song there as well. Oh no, that was Your Love is Lifting Me Higher. That was a different one. All right, Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie DeShannon, covered here by a couple of Stiff Records alumni, Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby, who both recorded separately for Stiff Records, but are husband and wife and recorded a duet album together in 2010 called Two-Way Family Favorites. Here's Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby with their cover of Put a Little Love in Your Heart. This one's going out to Steve Strom, by the way.
Thank you.
Is going out to Jen Mayu in Colorado Springs. That is a cover of Jimmy Eat World, one of her favorite bands, a cover there, an a cappella cover by the Penny Loafers from their 2006 album Quicksand. And it does remind me that I need to do an a cappella show here pretty soon, an a cappella cover, Coverville, coming up here pretty soon. So look for that in the next few weeks. And of course, if you have a request for an a cappella Coverville, please let me know. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com or call in like you heard Jim and the anonymous caller earlier in the show, 206-222-COVER. Before the Penny Loafers, you heard Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby with their cover of Jackie DeShannon's Put a Little Love in Your Heart. That comes from their 2010 album, Two Way, Family Favorites. Tina is here for a little musically challenged trivia. How you doing, Tina?
I am doing fine. I also liked that last song.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
It was.
Very pretty. And it's funny because I can't say that I'm super familiar with the original, but based on that, on that cover, on that a cappella version, I think I'd like it.
I do too.
I think I'd like it a lot. All right. So we've got a musically challenged. Anything you want to say before we get into the musically challenged?
I just know that if I took the dogs in the car, I'd remember to let them out of the car.
Yeah. I took Tristan. I actually went and picked up Tristan from school, and the dogs wanted to go, so they hopped in the car with us, and we went and picked him up. And even though they were crawling all over Tristan all the way home, he still neglected to let them out of the vehicle. I did as well, assuming that he was going to let them out, but for whatever reason, anyway.
Anyway, we've traumatized our animals once again.
Oh, they're not traumatized. Are you kidding? They love riding in the car. And I bet you if I said, hey, you guys want to go for a ride in the car again? They would like race each other to get it back into the vehicle. So
they probably would.
Yes, no doubt about it. Yeah. All right. Well.
So anyway.
Let's go ahead and jump into Musically Challenged. You know, I don't have in my notes who this one's from. It's blank, but I'm sure we're going to hear it right at the beginning. Let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Hi, Brian and Tina. Hi, people listening. I am Don again, or I guess it would be more accurate to say I am still Don.
Hi, Don.
With another Musically Challenged. This particular challenge will focus on one particular artist. And artist really is the word for him. Here's a singer-songwriter whose long and storied career is just filled with haunting, stirring melodies and lyrics, and whose influence on other artists and really on the shape of the music industry in general is unmistakable and undeniable. Wow. I'm speaking, of course, about the legendary Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. Now, Al, as you pointed out yourself, Brian, when you did the Weird Al cover story, is best known for doing parodies of other people's songs, but in fact, over half of his songs are completely original. Mm-hmm. And one of the things Al sometimes does when writing these original songs is to write them imitating the style of some existing artist or band with a distinctive sound without actually parodying any one specific song. He calls them style parodies. And he and his band are very good at capturing another band's sound, hence the premise of this Musically Challenged. I am going to play clips from seven. For some reason, I can't recall now, I chose the number seven for this particular quiz. Seven of Al's style parodies, and all you have to do is identify the band or performer whose style Al is attempting to imitate.
Oh,
so
fun. Okay.
Really, you don't even need to be an Al fan to do well at this quiz, just a fan of other bands, I guess. And if you do happen to be enough of an Al fan to be able to tell me the titles of the songs, well, hey, bonus points. Yes.
Excellent. All right.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Are you?
Oh, good. Then let's begin.
Okay, here comes track number one.
Put down the chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight. It's time to let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It's time to let the red box fight.
All right, that's an easy one. That's actually the one, when he was describing this, that was the one that I was expecting. So,
oh,
do you want to guess at that one, Tina?
I've never heard it, but I'm going to say, was that like the parody of Whip It? By Devo?
It's a parody of Devo, yeah. It's kind of a parody of probably some of the stuff from like their Peekaboo album is the kind of time period.
Yeah, I'm not a big, I just know like the most famous Devo songs for whatever reason. I never heard
got
of
into them
much, yeah.
And that was Dare to be Stupid. And and by the way, chat room, I won't look at the chat room before I make any guesses. So if you do want to guess, if you do want to say something, then absolutely you are definitely invited to guess, but I'm not going to look at you before I give my answers or Tina's. All right, let's get to number two.
All right, and track number two.
Found a job in a great big office, and I really love this place. I got my very own Scott State Defense.
Sounds Pet Shop Boys like.
Pet Shop Boys. I was thinking Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. Yeah.
I'm gonna guess Talking Heads, and I don't recognize the song. I don't know what that one is. And chat room also says Talking Heads as well. So we'll see if we got that one right.
Track three.
Sometimes I really wanna be alone, but that's one state I'm never in. Cause I know that I've got millions upon millions of tiny one-celled organisms living on my skin.
That Marilyn Manson.
Oh, no. Not Marilyn Manson. Nine Inch Nails.
Yes. Okay.
And very similar to Animal.
Yeah.
And I don't know the song on that one either. Chat room also. Yeah, they guessed Trent Reznor. Good enough. Okay.
This is so much fun. You could just puke. Here's track four.
Oh, that should be an easy one for you.
A parody of Prince.
Yep, there you go.
But I don't know. I've never heard any of these.
Well, no. They're not parodies of existing songs. They're just parodies of musician styles.
Yeah, I know. I have not heard of any of these. But Prince would be
definitely
the
Prince,
person.
And that's, I would say, kind of loosely based on "Let's Go Crazy." Yeah, absolutely. And boy, Scott Fletcher is kicking butt in the chat room.
Oh, good deal.
Getting all these right. Man, I wish the sound quality was a little bit better. There's nothing I can do to kind of improve that, but it's got kind of a watery kind of quality to it. It might be just recorded at a very low bit rate. So sorry about that.
Right, just blame it on the snow.
I'll blame it on the snow. Okay. All right, here is, he'll say it's number four, I believe.
Moving on to track five.
Oh, five.
I was driving on the freeway in the fast lane with a rabid Wolverine in my underwear when suddenly a guy behind me in the back seat popped right up and stuck his hands across my eyes. I guess it's that Uncle Frank or Cousin Louie. Is it Bob or Joe or Walter? Could it be Bill or Jim or Ed or Bernie or Steve? I probably would have kept on guessing, but about that time we crashed into the truck.
Wow.
It sounded familiar.
Yeah. Who does those kind of run-on? I wonder if the run-on is kind of a trademark of the singer.
I don't know.
I don't know that one. I don't even have a guess, so I'm not going to guess that one. Chat room is saying they might be Giants. That's a good. That's a very good. That's very TMBG-esque. So yes, let's again, Mr. Scott Fletcher on that one. All right, next.
Then comes track six.
My life, it used to be incomplete till I saw what I was looking for at a drive-in swap meet. My life, it won't be the same again. Now I'm proud to say the king lives on inside my den.
You can...
All right.
Sting or the Police?
Very good, Tina. Yep, that's what I was going to guess, too, especially the... the combination of reggae and rock.
Yeah.
And and also even that guitar lick, that da na 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 na, almost sounds like it's right out of Synchronicity too. So I'm gonna say Police. And all right, let's go to the last one. Here we go.
You can probably guess what comes next, right? Yeah. Track seven.
You tell Joe Gamble, get the punchline. Why you always wasting my time? Hey, baby, trust me, you just disgust me. Your hair's a mess and your makeup's crusty.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
That sounds so familiar, though. It even sounds like it's not just a parody of a certain artist's style, but actually that they pulled some elements of their music as well. Da na 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 da na na na. No, you know, the music is throwing me off. It's it's like really close to borderline.
Da
na na da na 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 by Madonna, but I know that's not Madonna. No. All right. The chat room says Beach Boys, but followed by Nah. So I guess we'll see. All right. This is a good one.
Okay. That's all the tracks now. If you want to pause here to think, then this is the time to do it.
Yeah, no thinking this time.
Stop thinking! Here are the answers. Track one was Dare to Be Stupid, Al's style parody of the band that epitomized everything that was wrong with music in the 80s, Devo.
Oh.
Dare to be stupid! Come on and dare to be stupid! It's so easy to do. We're all waiting for you! Let's go!
Oh, Don, I got to disagree with you on that. Devo is awesome. All right, next.
Track two was Al's tribute to how wonderful life is when you're working at a thankless desk job as a nameless cog in the business machine. The song's called Dog Eat Dog, and Al is imitating the style of Talking Heads.
Good.
Sometimes I can't believe this is all really happening. Sometimes I can't believe that I'm really sitting here. Sometimes I tell myself, this is not my beautiful stapler. Sometimes I tell myself, this is not my beautiful chair.
Wow, even more funny. Obvious once you get to that part of the song.
Yeah.
Good, all right.
Track three was called Germs, and it's done in the style of Nine Inch Nails. Number four is Traffic Jam, Al's style parody of Prince, or as he's also known, the artist formerly known as the artist formerly known as Prince.
I'm stuck right here in the middle, right here in the middle, right here in the middle of a traffic jam.
Can't get more blatant than that.
Funny.
Track five, Everything You Know Is Wrong, copies the distinctive style of one of my very favorite bands, They Might Be Giants.
Everything you know is wrong. Don't forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is wrong.
Tracks.
And you know, it's funny because their styles are so similar, because They Might Be Giants have a lot of great tongue-in-cheek comedy songs. So,
yeah.
I mean, that could, you know, somebody could say that was even written by Flansburgh and Linnell, and I'd believe it.
Uh-huh.
And just performed by Weird Al Yankovic. But, okay, so good job on chat room for getting that one. We didn't get that.
I know, I cannot believe we didn't get that.
I know. Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Six was a song called Velvet Elvis, and does not, as you might expect, imitate Elvis, but rather The Police.
My Velvet Elvis! My Velvet Elvis! My Velvet Elvis means the world to me! Yo! Yo! Yo!
And wow, yeah, if that if it didn't do it before, so nice. All right, next, last one. Let's see who that one is.
And finally, track seven, I'm So Sick of You. That's the name of the song. Don't take it personally. Here, Al is doing a style parody of Elvis. Elvis Costello,
that
is.
I'm sure we'd be happy together if only one little thing were true. Oh, baby,
That's a style parody of Elvis Costello, which, you know what, I can absolutely hear it in the organ, you know, the Steve Naive organ and the drums, the pump it up kind of drums. So, yeah, good one. That's maybe not vocally trying to sound like Elvis, but certainly musically. Nice. All right. Pretty good.
That's it. That's my Weird Al style parody, Musically Challenged. If you like this one, I can easily put together another, because Al has a lot of style parodies, and I'm not ashamed to tell the world that despite being a full-grown adult, I have every song Weird Al has ever recorded. Until next time, I am Don saying, I am Don. See ya.
Thanks, Don. Good one. And great concept and great execution. Do it in a higher bit rate. I was looking at the file, and it's 56K bit rate. So try and do those at least at 128. Probably 128 is a good target to shoot for, because that keeps file sizes small, but still keeps the fidelity up. However, in any case, great concept.
Fun.
That was fun.
That was totally different.
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't listened to Weird Al Yankovic since, I don't know, the 80s?
Yeah. Since
70s, 80s.
Eat It and...
Yeah, like all of that.
Like
yeah.
A Surgeon.
Of course, I haven't seen a video in a long time either.
See, that's the thing. You know, that his stuff always seemed to work really well, too, with videos.
You know? They were hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for Coverville tonight. Let's play us out. Play us out, band leader man. That is going to do it for this episode of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you want to make a suggestion, send a request, etc., email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit the site coverville.com and got great stuff happening on the site, so keep an eye on that, and improvements and fixes and additions and all sorts of great stuff. So keep an eye on coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville, and I'm looking at my notes and I'm not seeing who it might be, so we're going to surprise all of us. Possibly Peter Gabriel, possibly Boudlow Bryant, possibly, well, Smokey Robinson and Nirvana are going to be later in the month. So anyway, there you go. There's some ideas right there of who it might be. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you, chat room, for being here. And we will see you next time. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Make sure you check out frogpants.com for podcasts that are so good, it's like you're there.
So good, it's like you're there!